Ian, I'm going to touch on maybe two TikToks. One that's buzzing in the news.
You got a million of them. Do what you want to do. You're all right.
Okay, let's cut to the chase. Did BlackRock fire Tucker Carlson?
No. Nope, you got that wrong. Here's how that goes. We'll ask you a few questions. Who owns the voter company, Dominion? Who owns Dominion?
Well, according to those TikToks, BlackRock and Vanguard.
49.5% of it. That's correct. Okay, who owns Fox News?
According to the TikTok, Vanguard and BlackRock and Vanguard.
Very good. Okay, so we had a little problem. We had a little issue. There was a little issue. So BlackRock sued BlackRock, and BlackRock settled with BlackRock and gave him $784.5 million
to themselves
so that they could ride it off. They sued themselves and won. I sued myself and I won. I beat myself. By God, I got him this time. I sued myself and I won so they could deduct this position. Okay, now wait, there's another word here. Tucker Carlson is going to Spotify. We're not supposed to say that. He only got $100 million, we're not supposed to say that. But anyway, he's doing good. It's gonna be all right because and Carolyn, Dan Bongino, he told him to take a carbolic acid enema. Dan Bongino said, "See ya." So. It's the fall of this introductory position of what Fox News used to represent. Now, they're coming back. Don't worry about that because nothing else applies to it. See, because you've got to modify the conservative position. So this is, once again, a very major distraction of something that doesn't mean anything about anything. Because it's kind of like, when you understand it like that, you go, So Murdoch didn't get mad, and so, what was the other chitty gangbang that Judge Jeanine Pirro was out and Maria Bartiromo was out? Yeah, they can't run everybody off. If they only left with Dana Perino, all they're gonna talk about is Jesus and how to say the Lord's Prayer and how to get saved on a very bad day. So they're changing the impetus to the point that they're trying to pull to the middle conservative. Now, that's not where Marjorie Taylor Greene is. She's ready to shoot. She's like, fucking say something, motherfucker. Say something. Let's fight. I'm where you gonna fight. And she gets on her whole thing, and they're interviewing somebody else, and she uses her words to say, "Oh yeah, Mr. Swalwell, yeah, you're the one that had an affair with a Chinese spy. Yeah, I know you, and that's a fact. Everybody knows that. You're not gonna have no secrets here." And he wants to pull it down and retract the words and do all this kind of stuff. And they voted, and they followed the rules, and they went through the whole thing, and they said, "Nope, that's true. We're not pulling them down. We're gonna keep the words." And she just giggled her ass. She giggled her ass all the way across the floor. That is a distraction. Everything you're looking at is absolutely, beyond fail or exception, a distraction.
Hey,
that's the point.
Hey, because they're not talking about what Elon Musk is doing, we don't talk about it either, right?
Who? Never heard of him.
Elon Musk.
Never heard of it. First time ever heard his name.
Canceling, censoring the news.
Hell yeah. What news? That's not news. That's the rumor mill. That's the rumor mill, Bob. That's not news.
Russian
that's
rumor.
The rumor mill.
Russian disinformation.
who used to do the rumor mill news? Do you remember that?
Yeah, I don't remember her name, but certainly she was the first conspiracy.
Head gravy, right? The head gravy lady. The head gravy lady.
No. The head gravy lady didn't do it. Some other person did it. But she might have listened to it, quoted it. Stop distracting, for fuck's sake.
Okay.
We were talking
one more,
about
one.
The big distraction of bullshit head.
We were on rumor mill news. Bob,
yeah,
with the
long
dogs that was barking.
That wasn't rumor mill news. The long con of Tucker Carlson. That guy should shut up. He should fucking take a break from fucking. He's panicking everybody every fucking night, and he ends up with $100 billion. Okay, there's something wrong there, Bert.
Uh-oh.
He's working for you, Bob. You're paying him. I don't know what the fuck you're complaining about. You're good.
I'm trying to bring in some reason.
One more TikTok, Ian, and I'll bow out. Okay, Ian, the TikTok, the Bible prophecy of nuclear destruction. And this guy kind of sort of did a convincing quote of the Bible using Zechariah 14 and Ezekiel 19. Is there some fact to what he's outlining about destruction of the Lord?
Read it.
Okay.
Read it. We're good. Read it. Tell itself. This is important. Otherwise, you wouldn't have got it. Do you realize how much bother we had to go through to get that shit to you in the first place? So, yeah, read it.
Okay.
That's good. Susanna wants to know, and that's enough. If Susanna wants to know, we're going to do it.
Okay, Zechariah 14:12. But he only used a portion of it. He said, for I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle.
Yep.
But there's more.
That's what's happening right. Hold on. That's what's happening right goddamn now. Yeah, that's
Jerusalem?
Not some mystery.
I am fucking the new Jerusalem. So is that referring to the old Jerusalem or the new Jerusalem?
That's not the point. You're right, Bob, but that's not the point.
You're
right, that is not the point. I mean, you know, it was LaRouche right on some things, but it didn't make any difference at the end of the day. Okay, read the rest of it. Please.
And well, I'm going to quote what he brought up. So he claims, okay, the reason why I asked this is because he said Zechariah 14:14, but when I looked at the box, King James, it was actually Zechariah 14:12 that he quoted, and it says, and this shall be the plague wherewith the Lord will smite all people that have fought against Jerusalem.
That's right. And that's exactly right. And that's what's going to happen. So see, once again, y'all, this is why Bertrand is, because he actually looked at the goddamn wordy words compared to what's being said to lay it out. Now read 14, which is what he quoted.
Okay, Zechariah 14. Well, see, what he said, Zechariah 14, is what I just quoted, so.
But then read 14. See, if it's a distraction, pull them together. I'll send you a crocheting needle. We'll crochet a little bit.
Okay, let me get it real quick. I didn't.
Yeah. No, that's right. You didn't expect that one. That's a good thing.
Hey, Bert, notice the plague. And, you know, the image of Israel in the TV body is a lot of COVID deaths and screw up with the plague. They were the first victims of, as a nation.
As well.
Okay, Zechariah 14:14. And Judas also shall fight against Jerusalem, and the wealth of all the heathen round about shall be gathered together, gold and silver and apparel in great abundance.
That's Bob's account. That's Bob's account. All the gold. $100 million for fuck's sake. I got 31 trillion and counting. You don't hear anybody talk about that.
Man, he's fixing to foreclose on Maybank right now. It's going to be fun.
I'm selling the
plan. Now read the other scripture. Read the other scripture at the reference. See, you're doing good. See, this is good. Y'all did half of what Bertrand does, you'd be twice about better off than you are right now. I'm just telling you that right now.
That's right.
Okay. Now, you're talking about Ezekiel 39 then, right?
Yep. You know what that's about. You live that. We've been through that a dozen times. You know that. Go ahead.
37, but 39 was news to me. Okay. And 7 months shall the house of Israel be burying of them, that they may cleanse the land.
Mm-hmm.
And then he quoted Ezekiel 39:14, and they shall sever out men of continual employment passing through the land to bury with the passengers those that remain upon the face of the earth to cleanse it. After the end of 7 months shall they search.
Correct. That's the window that you're coming into now of the destruction. See, that's the window. And then see, and Bob's waiting all this to happen. And we go, God damn, Bob, if you get off drugs, you can see this shit happening. It's happening. It's in the process. We're in the throes of it. You're like two steps away from the bunker and you're trying to figure out how hot the sun's going to be when you stroll down to Grand Wailea to go to the goddamn beach at Polo Beach, for Pete's sake. So it's a weird position.
Hey, Carol, you're going to be in the bunker for 7 months. For 7 months.
with degrading jail caps. With degrading jail caps. But it won't be quite that long, but it's going to feel like that long. But see, what he's setting up in the position is laying out the groundwork for what is to become. See, this end time position. Now Herbert W. Armstrong was very clear to lay all this out the same way, but he called it the rupture. Oh no, rapture, not the rupture. The rapture. He did. Bob has a little problem with that sometimes too. But the rapture is that you were separating yourself from the heathen. If you had come up, you'd be called up, you'd be taken up. Now that's the process called of ascension. Oh, now, here we go. You hear that? You hear that? Everybody jumped into it. AI is trying to interrupt, trying to say, oh, we're going to straighten it out. We know about that. Yeah, we got this, dude. That's the internet. Everybody, they're listening to every word. Don't be a fool. They are listening to every word and trying to use it to their best advantage. You hear that, Bertrand?
Yes.
Okay, don't play the fool. You just know it. Now, you can't get out of it. Even if you're a Luddite, you can't get out of it because they're still listening. But you know you got to use it to your best advantage. That's the point.
Thanks,
okay. Now, did we finish those words enough? Do you get the point of order?
Okay, one more. There was one more verse that he quoted, and then I'll back out.
Good. No. Go ahead. But we ain't even got to James yet. Go ahead.
Ezekiel 39:16, and he said, and also the name of the city shall be Hamanoah. Thus shall they cleanse the land.
That's Sudan, and it's Sudan. That land is Sudan,
that's the fall.
Don't talk about that, Bob. You're not supposed to be talking. Bert, we told you, don't tell him that shit. You tell him one thing, and it's on Facebook Live. Don't tell him shit. Don't do that. That's the Sudan side. That's what the fall of the Aswan Dam in Egypt, which is just below it. That's what's wrong with Sudan. You're going to see that in a minute. Which is a distraction, because why ain't they talking about Ukraine? God damn it. Why are they not talking about Ukraine? What about Putin? Did Putin have a bowel movement this week? Any other time, if he has flatulence, we know all about it. You know what it smelled like, what he felt like when he went through it, and the whole thing that caused it. Okay? But you're not hearing nothing about that all of a sudden. It's all distractions. So watch the position, the condition response. Go to James 3.
Jeez,
pick a verse. It don't make a goddamn which verse you choose will be the right one.
Okay, James 3. Okay. Okay, I'll start with the first one.
Yeah, watch this. Watch this verse pretty good. Go ahead, James. Go ahead.
James 1. My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Don't fuck with us unless you really want to fuck, man. I'm just saying. Just read the next verse. You're doing all right. Go ahead.
It's worse. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same as a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body.
Mm-hmm. You're going to take this all the way to Salome. All the way to Salome. That's not where you want to go. But what's going to happen is you've got yourself in an irrespective position of doom, despair, and agony until you come into a place where you come into your place of power. That's the point. That is the point. We said ascend. We said, come on now, kumbaya, my Lord, kumbaya. We said, oh, just relax and allow. We said, oh, follow your bliss. We said, talk to Bob. We said, okay, engage your non-physical. Okay, consider the completement formula so your body will hold up in this transition. We said, follow this position so you can allow this to flow. We said, don't fuck with the angels, especially when you're mad. Don't tease them. And then we put a little sign up. It says, do not pet the rattlesnake. They don't like it. Do not pet the rattlesnake. And everybody then decided they thought it'd be a good idea to go find the rattlesnake to pet. Pretty much. Right?
Yes.
It gets apparently clear very clearly now. Because we could have just said the simple thing of changing your vibration is all you gotta do. Period. But if you could sustain that and do it, you would have already. Because we already said it. Hell, that was 13 years ago, for fuck's sake. So, you know, do what you do. And that didn't work, so we'll try something else. We'll begin to begin. The begin to begin. That's Bob. Bob likes that little waltz. The begin to begin. He likes that. One of his favorites. But then again, he realized that Mae West was a man, so it's all good.
Okay, thanks, Ian. I'll let someone else go and jump in.
I have a question. That TikTok with the Pope, what was standing next to the Pope, that giant, strange-looking beast?
That is one of the, well, we're not supposed to talk about that, but that was some of the early ones, the ones that had been living underground, that kind of gave credence to the papacy.
Were they living under the Vatican?
No, they were not. They were from Sicily underground.
So that image that was shown on that TikTok, Ian, was that at the Vatican or was it somewhere else?
No comment.
And the strange looking thing behind the Pope, was that an alien?
Yes, that's correct.
With a flat nose and the strange eyes and the...
Correct. Now that was different. That was different. That was from Ariklion. You know where Ariklion is?
No.
One of the isles, one of the Greek isles from Greece. Ariklion, the island.
Ariklion.
Mm-hmm.
Are they there at the moment? Are they present in this time-space? Continue.
No comment. We're not trying to lay out the GPS here at this point. They are. And it's acknowledged. And see, more is out. That's why all the governments are so furious with TikTok. Because TikTok can get things out instantly.
No, I'm not just trying like to out it. The image looks quite old, so it looks like it's sort of, gray scale.
No. Makes no difference. That has nothing to do. That you can't gauge it by that. There's not even any time. Just because you do a seraphim image over it doesn't right. mean that it's not taken immediately. Look at the detail. They've almost dulled the detail. Because if it were that old, you wouldn't have that kind of detail in it.
Yeah.
Right?
And I'm...
Then you take something like that and take a sepia and take a layer of sepia over that. It dulls it, but it still can't be that sharp. That's not
right.
Even Kodachrome wasn't that sharp. Okay, Bob, I'm sorry. We didn't need
Thank you.
Yeah, I just want to tell Mark Swift to call in. I guess during the tailgate to call in now. You need to account for yourself, Mark Swift.
Yep. There's a strict accounting. That's how they got Capone. That's how they got Capone was with the accountant. So you better come on down.
Hey, okay. I
have one quick,
Go ahead.
I just wanted to know one last quick question, Bob, and Iron. Is they look like giants. Are they depicting that there are giants on the earth at the moment?
They are. They certainly are. That's what all right. Bob calls them the world's largest midgets.
Right. Okay, so they are, and they are now becoming more visible. Is that what's showing, being shown there?
Yes. Sure, and now people, because of Minecraft, nobody notices. They're like, oh yeah, they get more attention. I'm a giant, I'm 9 foot tall, and I'm trans! Leave them alone, they're trans. But if you're not an LGBTQRSDXYZ, nobody gives a fuck. You do that. Just get over there and sit down. Nobody's studying your bitch ass. Lay your ass down. Ain't nobody talking to you. You don't have an opinion. Why are we talking to you? You don't sit down. That. But if you're one of the alphabet people, then you matter.